system that's gonna start tonight. I just know you all are doing like the one of them. The night is the night. This is Friday night, and I just got paid. And guess what? Got to hear this one. You just got to hear it. Listen to it, and then come back and tell them how much you love it. never seen that video there, you'll know why I did it, and Lord have mercy. I am so glad that I did. With all that's going on in the world today, you need some upbeat, great music to bring you out of your doldrums if you really have feelings about what's going on. But also, and I was telling a young lady today that, we just got to come to the conclusion that things are going to happen, you know, because the devil is very busy. And if you can't understand it, you just have to realize that you don't have it. You don't have the faith that you think you have, because you know when you get half undressed to go out to play, you're taking off your suit of armor, they ain't going to happen anyhow. Because you're vulnerable. Ooh, I said that word and I know. Oh, man. See, I was vulnerable. Couldn't repeat it. But you have to take that leap of faith because, you know, you got to get suited up. You can't go out half-dressed. See, because it's happening. And some of us get to walk in a peaceful line most of the time because we go out fully covered, you know, with the blood of Jesus. And we are united in the thought processes that I'm just going to do this, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to take care of the Lord's work, and I'm going to come on back home. See, you well protected. So you don't get to see a lot of what's going on the other side with the devil getting busy with all them folks that going out half-dressed. Well, I'm just going to sneak out tonight. You know, I ain't going to do this no more, but I'm going to put on this miniskirt and da-da-da-da. You know, all of this here. And them brothers said, well, I'm just going to do this, and I ain't going to, you know, you're going out without being fully armored. And so you're going to see a lot of that. And, hey, sometimes we just walk smack into it because it's supposed to happen. You know, that's the reason they call it destiny. You know what I'm saying? Waiting on you just around the corner to leave open a crack. So that, yep, you think he ain't peeping your game? He watching you as closely as the Lord is watching your back. See, that's what I'm talking about. See, when you go out in that full suit of armor, you know, I got faith in the Lord. The Lord ain't going to let nothing touch me. The Lord is going to watch my back, Lord. Well, the same thing happened when you drop that faith. You know, God, no. If you can read between the lines, you know the difference between right and wrong and all that other good stuff. You know the Lord got your back. As long as you got on your suit of armor, as long as you go out with your prayers in order and knowing you're doing the right thing. But when you leave yourself half undressed, and that's all I'm going to call it, because I don't know what your feelings is. I don't know whether you're going out to smoke marijuana or drink till you get drunk. No, I don't know what you're going to do. I know what I used to do. So I'm just leaving the road clear, you know, so you can do what you want to do. Have as much fun, but you got to accept the responsibility thereof. You know, I did it. I might not have meant to do it. I might not have wanted to do it, but I did it. You know what I'm saying? Don't come back crying and talking about, oh, I didn't mean shit. You meant to do it. But when you come back, put this on so that you'll know. You know, I did it to myself, but guess what? I got it. I'm fully covered now. I'm back at home. American.
Both of them were Christian, but one had backslid. And they'd gotten into a conversation. And the backslider was complaining because everything had gone wrong for him. Trying to encourage. And in the conversation, it went something like this. 'Cause sometimes, no matter how strong you've been in the faith, I just want to leave this with you tonight. This is what they were saying. Say you don't see. Just two folk having a conversation. The Christian said, tell me about it. Tell me about it. He said, Jesus said, just one more thing. The man leaned over and told him, "Say you're out of money." I knew just what he was talking about there. Tell me. Out of work. Tell me about it.
Tell me about it.
And all your bills are past due.
Just to keep it above ground, y'all know I'd like to keep that up all night long. If one come on, y'all, I'm going to have to stop it for a minute because I need to ask y'all some questions about last night's tragic events. And my topic of tonight's show is, can Dallas turn this around? And I'm going to let you all take the handle and twirl it around and throw it in there, do it like a pancake and everything else. Toss it up because it is a hell of an idea. You know, it's done happened all over the country, and it's done escalated to where it didn't just happen in Dallas. It exploded. And y'all, you know, and I'm not bragging on Chief Brown, but I can. I am kind of sort of. Because, you know, he had that pretty well in hand in a few hours. And I submit to you all that I think he got it under damn good control real quick. So he really deserves some applause. You know, he really deserves for Herculean type effort all the praises that he can get. Because I doubt if it's in too many other places in the United States that could have handled it as quickly and as efficiently as Chief Brown did. So y'all take that to the bank. And I'm not saying it just because he's black. I like some other chiefs of police and stuff like that, even in other parts of the country, how they handle situations and how they handle stuff, you know. But there is a conclusion to come to this one, because this has just started. You know what I'm saying? But he handled it so quickly and quietly that, hey, you know, I thought I was going to have to go out without my suit of armor today for a minute, you know, get things straightened out. Yeah, old Billy Parnell running the streets again. Yeah, y'all would have loved that. About 5 minutes, then I have my heart attack. Y'all be crying for me. But we're going to get past that. But the question is, and I hope I get a couple of calls on it, because I would like to hear something great said about it, and I would like to try to shoot holes in somebody's dislike of what happened, because, man, I mean, shit, in the span of a few hours, it was open and closed. And so what I was writing about early this morning was, what in the world is going on here? Shootings and arresting all in one package. It was quick, y'all, but they had the wrong guy. Only to find out that he didn't even have a loaded weapon. You know, because he had done like the law said, and like that young guy did in Minnesota, same thing, followed the law, followed everything to the T, and still got killed. This guy here was probably just lucky. His big brother had told him what to do. Turn that damn gun in and turn yourself in, and don't. This not going to escalate. You know, things he had learned while striving to follow that American dream and do what they said and do it the right way. And again, I ask, what in the world is going on here? Lies, deceptions. Yeah, you know, who called that first thing anyhow to get things done? You know, guy said he was in it by himself and all that. I really don't like to listen to stories to like 8 to 10 days after the fact, because, you know, you get trickling little end kinds of information that come in and show that he wasn't by himself. He had a couple of more accomplices. He just don't want to be no snitch, because he the only one got caught. You know, all that old dumb stuff, all that old stupid stuff. I want to grind up all of them other damn fools and take them with you. As far as we know, he's the only one so far, I guess. I don't know. It's almost 7:30 in the evening after, so I'm just waiting, remember? I'm just waiting. I'm anticipating. But a few other intelligent people are saying someone wants to start a fight. But there's too much love for this in Dallas, to begin in Dallas. Know what I'm saying? Chief Brown got a loving community. And I emphasize that very strongly, because it's quiet as it kept. You know, in the good neighborhoods where it means a whole lot, the cops know everybody, and everybody know the cops, even the undercover cops. So now, take that to the bank and put it in your safety deposit box. So, you know, but it's a great thing, because, you know, when a crime of a certain sort goes on in the area, and y'all know the area I'm talking about. I can't talk about nothing. You know, people can't write about what they don't know about, and people can't talk about what they ain't saw. So, you know, I'm talking about my hood. So, anyhow, y'all catch that in a minute. When a crime happens in certain neighborhoods, certain police officers know exactly where to go and who to go to. Yeah. So since y'all know the one I'm talking about y'all then. So and that's and to me it's a great thing. 'Cause all they're gonna do is say, man, I was hungry. And plus they left it open too long, so and so, so and so. The car door was open, the keys was in the car, so I stole the car. You know, all that kind of stuff. They know the car thieves. They know everything. But all the time, they don't want to tell you because they're waiting on that bigger fish. You know, that's what they always say. That's the story that I used to hear when I was young. We ain't looking for you, Billy Punnell. We looking for that big fish. Big fish doing what? Down on Blue Lake? So, anyhow, back to the drawing board. Check this out. You know what that dude calling and saying, well, no, my brother didn't do that. He made sure he went up to a reporter. See, so whoever it is want to start that fight, you're in the wrong neighborhood. We like our brothers, we like our sisters, we like our cousins, aunties, uncles, and everybody else. And, we ain't looking to start no stuff. We looking to try to make some money, feed our families and stuff like that. So, you know, yeah. But as long as we keep calling on one another and loving each other and staying in church and doing what we supposed to do, thank God Almighty. We ain't looking for nothing. You know, the only people usually get caught in scams and stuff like that is the greedy folk that's looking for something for nothing. And like my daddy used to always say, boy, anytime you're looking for nothing, that's just what you're going to get, nothing. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't work for it, you don't inherit it or something like that, it ain't even yours. Nah. If you get all excited about that, I know damn well you'll get it. I don't owe nothing to the job. My job is broke, and I'm not putting no more dollars in it because I just asked y'all, where was your faith? And if you don't believe in something, you realize that the Lord done brought you this far. And if you do what you're supposed to do, guess what? Listen to this.
Somebody and just tell them my help. Turn to somebody else and tell them my help.
want to thank you. You've been our help in ages past. You're our hope for years to come. Thank you, Lord. As we speak to your people today, anoint these lips of clay. Allow us to speak as an oracle of Christ and not just as a man. Hide us behind your glorious cross and cover us with your precious blood. Allow no flesh to glory in your sight. And we give you praise and glory in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Come on, give him another hand of praise and you may be seated.
Oh, yeah, it's gonna pass.
Party gets to be your everything. Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I just wanted to tease y'all. Now let me go back and please y'all. This is it, y'all. After this one, I'm gonna call it a night. Thank you. How about this one? I know y'all ain't. No, we ain't doing nothing no more. We ain't doing nothing. We ain't doing nothing. But jumped over my sign. I had an Al Green waiting. Can't get the one I want, I'm gonna have to play this with y'all.
Lord bless Pastor Sam and family. There's a little song. Doesn't really have any structure or anything like that to it. But I sing even to comfort my own self.
I don't have
Tonight's show has come to an end, and Lord have mercy, just as I was getting started. But guess what? Tomorrow night, we're going to continue with something just a little bit different. We're going to do some down-home blues. Tomorrow night's show, y'all, is going to be sponsored by The Art of Dentistry and Talking Health. So tomorrow night's show and Sunday night show going to be some winners for you. So get ready. Uncle Billy is coming shopping. I'm shopping for people that want to do something different, that want to come to a winning team. So be at your best. And I'm looking. I shine all the rest because Uncle Bill is picking. Be safe, be different, and be the riskiest people I know, because guess what? We're looking for unique and different. And Uncle Bill going to have to say it in a minute. He's going to say it. Holla! Y'all be good. And understand that For you to be different don't mean you're wrong. It's just that you're different. Sometimes that's strong. I'll talk with y'all later. Whoop the queen for that 15, because I'm all in, y'all. Shout.